Air Force Lieutenant Grant Grotman says Eielson's 354th Fighter Wing began the GPS signal jamming over the weekend, and he says it'll continue through May 24th during weekday evenings.
In order to try to mitigate how much it could be an inconvenience, we made sure to limit it to only about an hour and a half per day, somewhere between 4 to 7 p.m.
Grotman says civilian pilots are the most likely to experience loss of GPS service briefly during the jamming exercises, which will be conducted out of a facility about 20 miles east of Eielson. A base news release says the signal jamming could affect aircraft flying at 10,000 feet within 437 nautical miles of Eielson. An aircraft flying at 4,000 feet may have problems if they're within 371 miles of Eielson.
It shouldn't be anything too serious. It might be a little patchy where you'll have it for a few minutes and then you'll lose it and then you'll get it again.
Grotman is assigned to a test unit out of Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, and he's helping conduct the signal jamming exercise. He says it won't affect most navigation systems for vehicles traveling on the ground, except for those passing along a stretch of the Richardson Highway while the jamming is underway.
If they're driving from Fairbanks to Delta Junction along that highway, that might be their best chance of seeing something, but again, I expect it to still be minimal.
Grotman says people who travel within range of the signal jamming during the exercise may briefly lose functionality of cell phone applications like Google Maps. Air Force Lieutenant Kayshell Trudell says pilots depend on GPS-linked systems, but because adversaries routinely jam those systems during combat, the pilots must train to operate in that kind of environment.
We need to train to those environments in order to make sure that the tactics and techniques and procedures that we develop and train to will allow us to be as effective as possible in any environment.
The signal jamming is part of a larger series of exercises called Northern Edge 2019. The annual exercises are hosted by the Hawaii-based Pacific Air Forces, and this year will involve about 10,000 U.S. military personnel. Northern Edge is intended to prepare U.S. forces to respond quickly to trouble spots in and around the Western Pacific and Indian Oceans. The exercise will be conducted in training areas around the state, including the Gulf of Alaska, that are all part of the Joint Pacific Alaska Range Complex. And because of that, area residents will notice more aircraft activity in the skies over Eielson and Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage over the next couple of weeks. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.